I didn't know we were starting, I'm thrown.
Oh, no.
But I caught up during the song.
You did. Yeah, you're here now. Yeah.
The
yeah.
face that Lauren made when it started was like, thanks for the heads up, but fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt.
Right?
Yep.
That was your face win.
That was that feeling win.
That feeling?
Is it feeling win or face win?
Feeling.
I think it's feeling.
Okay, because people are always making faces in the videos.
It's hard because it's hard to convey a feeling without making a face.
But you're like that.
That's so true.
That face when whatever. I can't think of one.
What if, oh, you know what it is? It's because it's MFW, which my is my
feeling
face.
When.
I think I thought it was my face when.
I don't fucking know.
Because it's always a face.
My feeling. What? Let's look it up.
MFW is a thing? I've never seen it.
I don't know about MFW.
Oh, you don't know about it? Well, I do.
My face one.
What about V?
It's my face one.
My face one.
You're right.
And my face one joined the fellowship, and they went to throw the ring in the cracks of Mordor.
My face when.
Your favorite movie.
My face when.
My face when I throw that ring in
before
in the volcano.
Your people depart this plane.
Welcome to Threedom, everyone.
I'm Paul.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Scott. And this is another episode. Did you think that we ended after the last one?
Oh, contraire.
We got news for you.
It might have seemed.
Oh my gosh, she's having her baby.
Billy Crystal.
It might have seemed like.
Might have known that you did.
Did he have a hot cha-cha? No.
You thought that. No, he didn't have
you
a hot cha-cha.
You do know.
That is all that was missing, though. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Did you know the rumor that's out there?
Oh, shit.
From,
oh.
like, you know, tabloids and such, or I don't know
from
what.
The Blois?
Dumois?
It might be on Dumois.
What's the room?
That Martin Short and Meryl Streep are a couple.
Yeah, I love this. I love it, too.
I mean, it's old news by now. They're probably out and...
No, they were just out to dinner, snapped by the paparazzi. I had heard about it.
They were sharing a single strand of spaghetti.
A couple months ago.
And in an alley behind the restaurant.
Eventually they kissed, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that'd be a good kiss.
You don't think that would be a good kiss to have a single strand of spaghetti in between you?
I don't think so.
You're crazy,
so.
Lauren.
You don't think Martin Short and Meryl Streep would be a good kiss?
No.
That would be a hot kiss.
I think they do great together.
Yeah.
They must be going crazy.
They must be having right? so much fun.
Do you remember when Martin Short was on Regis and Kathy Lee and Kathy Lee forgot that his wife died?
Yeah. What? He was so classy about it.
He brought her up.
He's such a very classy.
She asked, how is she doing?
And he was like, or something about, she's great, isn't she? I think it was just that first.
Yeah.
Your wife is so great, isn't she? And he kind of went, yeah. And then she pressed it and was like, so how's she doing? And he was like, well, you know, she passed away a year and a half ago.
That's really awkward.
And that's why she's only doing commercials now. I love in those commercials.
Kathy Lee?
Yeah, she's doing commercials for like the vegetable pills or whatever. And then she's like,
you mean peas? Is it?
Take your pills. Take
pills. Cracking open, snapping some peas.
You swallow four peas with a glass of water. That should be good.
In the commercial, she's like looking through photo albums, and there's one with Hoda, like a picture of Hoda and her having fun.
Oh, great.
I'm like, did you get clearance for that?
That is so odd.
Hoda, can I use your image in an ad for vegetable pills?
I love Hoda.
I love Hoda.
I love Hoda too.
I love Hoda.
We love Hoda.
I do love Hoda.
Hoda, come on Threedom.
She's delightful.
And then go on Chapo.
What are you doing?
If Hoda came on Threedom, it would ruin what we have because we would be so...
In awe.
No, we would be such frauds immediately because it would be exposed. Yeah. Because she's like an actual...
Conversationalist.
Host, conversationalist.
Yeah.
Like
she remembers
adult.
Things that people say.
She has personalities. Personality. Yeah.
She doesn't forget stories.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't.
And repeat them over
She's
and
never
over.
Told a story twice.
No.
Well, I actually have a ghost story to tell you today.
Oh, holy shit.
I thought you were going to do a drop. Yeah.
There. Light the fire.
So I was giving Holly a bath the other night and she goes, Mommy, there's a ghost behind you.
Oh.
No, that's not something you want to hear.
Never.
From a child.
No.
No.
In front of you? No problem.
And then I was like, I said, what?
And it's me.
If you're a ghost, you'll be a friendly ghost.
If you're me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You would be so cast.
You'd be helpful.
I would try to be.
You wouldn't be just sitting there watching us jerk off.
I mean, there'd be a little bit of that. I have to kill time.
I mean, what else is there to do?
And sometimes you're floating around and you don't know what you're going to see. Yeah. And then you don't just leave immediately.
Do you think if you're a ghost, the floating is fun or can you not feel anything?
It might feel actually really frustrating.
Yeah.
I feel like it would feel almost like,
I wish I could just get down on the ground.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll.
I feel like it would feel like just not satisfying. Like it's not a full step.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to dance. Ghosts can't dance, I guess. Unless
they can at the Haunted Mansion.
Ghosts can't Beetlejuice, dance. I guess they do.
They do all the time.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice dances like a crazy person. He loves to, he dances like no one's watching.
In the Broadway production, I bet even more.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
You don't have to bet because I've seen it.
Can you
confirm or deny?
Yeah, that's right. I was with Lauren Boebert.
Oh, I heard about this.
You were like sucking her.
Her what?
I'm not going to say it.
Anyway, so.
Sucking her kiss.
Oh, thank you, Anthony Kiedis.
So I said, what? And then she was like, there's a ghost behind you. And I was like, what? Like, I looked around and I was like, what? And I just was like,
I would be so terrified to turn around.
I did.
If a child said
I
that
turned
to me.
Around.
Just a dripping wet girl with
and
like
I asked her again, what? And she said it again.
I asked her again, what?
I did.
I'll put it to you again. What?
And then I looked around. Slowly,
slowly, I turned.
There was a ghost-shaped soap on my shelf.
A
that has been
soap
there
on a rope.
It's been there for a year and a half. I got it for Halloween,
of course. You get out with your Halloween soaps, yeah, sure, absolutely,
sure. Some, you go around trick or treating. People put soap in your bag.
I just don't even think about it anymore. But it was her first time noticing it,
right?
And then I was like, oh, yeah. And I was so happy I just gave it to her. And then now it's in the tub. But I was like.
And now it's just a circle. All its ghost edges sanded
off. I was just so relieved that there was some physical thing that looked like a ghost so that I did not have to feel scared in my own.
Absolutely.
You should put up ghosts all around the house so that she does it to Mike.
Well, his birthday card, she drew ghosts in it.
Oh, she likes ghosts.
Yeah.
I asked Lauren yesterday, and I'm so glad I asked
her. To marry you?
Yeah. And he's so
on Mike's
glad
birthday?
He's so glad he asked me because I said yes and he always wondered.
And then I said, that's all I needed to know.
No, to know
I'm not going
to
do it.
Will you marry me? I wasn't asking. Are you going? I asked Lauren, what did Holly think about Mike's birthday? Because it was Mike's birthday yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah, she thought it was her birthday all day.
Oh, no.
She kept saying, she also says when her birthday is, but she was like, today's my birthday.
At what point did she learn what a birthday, because we were talking about this the other day. Was it the second birthday? Did she realize what it was?
No, it was really from going to parties.
Okay. Mm.
So it's kind of like the more, it was definitely after, I feel like maybe
it was after two.
Yeah.
We
went to, had been to enough birthday parties that
I learned from parties. That's what I just said.
Then they're singing it at school kind of regularly. It's kind of always someone's birthday, it feels like.
Isn't that the fucking truth, baby? It is always someone's birthday. God damn it.
It's almost like every day is somebody's birthday.
Every weekend, both days, I have to go to someone's birthday.
Every weekend, it's somebody's birthday for 2 days.
The more she hears the song.
What song?
It goes like this. Happy.
Now, we went to two the other day. One was a fairy, one was fairies in the park.
That sounds
fancy.
It
was a fairy quest.
Tale as old as time.
And how old was the birthday child?
Six.
Okay. Yeah.
And so Emmy
how
just.
How old was the birthday child? How old was the birthday child? How old was the birthday child?
It seems about 6 years old. But so Emmy just kind of watched, but it was, I think, the hosts got their money's worth, I will say, but I think it was a little long for it was an hour. Like they really wanted to make sure they got to that hour.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like the kids
were losing interest.
We're like, this could have been 20 minutes.
Well,
a lot of improv.
Yeah, it's tough.
The kids. This could have been 20
well,
minutes.
Well, when we sang happy birthday to Mike last night, she went, it's daddy's birthday? And I was like, we've been saying it all day.
You drew on a card.
Yeah, remember ghosts. How I kept telling you, ghosts say happy birthday to him?
Ghosts say
happy birthday.
Ghosts say happy birthday.
Him. But anyway, is that the title? Super cute. It might be because I make up the titles.
This is Lauren's bailiwick now.
Wait, did that happen? That you became the official title?
Yeah, she's the official titleist
since
of freedom.
Since our transfer.
When did that happen?
She has responsibilities now.
Since we left.
Since we've been gone.
I mean, when was this discussed, I suppose?
Scott begged me to do
it. In front of you.
Because he said he was too afraid.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
No, he begged me to because he was
afraid
to express.
You have not remembered a single thing we've
creativity.
Talked.
That's not true. Recording. Oh, that's not true.
He was really afraid to express his creativity by making up the titles and by
having to write
the summaries that he begged me to do it. And he said, you will not receive compensation.
Scott, I want you to listen to a little song called Roar by Katy Perry, because I think it will help you discover some self-confidence.
Okay, I'll try to do
that. Can you put it on?
Yeah, I'll try.
Kids Bop version?
Okay, Roar, Kids Bop.
Never. Yes. I want to say this to the listener. Never doubt our commitment to Kids Bop.
First, we have an ad for something called Kugali? No, from the makers of Kugali?
Don't help them. Here, what do you think so far?
How do you feel?
Are you getting confident?
I just don't feel confident yet. Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Would you do something with a bow and make a mess?
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
I guess. Well, I don't remember not remembering it.
Did you fall for everything?
This song's stupid. It's just describing how I'm feeling right now.
Hold on a second.
Give it time.
Here we go.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, forget it. This song's.
No, Scott!
I'm never gonna have confidence.
I'm never gonna have confidence.
We'll never hear him roar.
What if Katy Perry was just like, and that's it? I used to feel like this, and now I still do.
I'm a loser.
Bye.
I watched a clip from American Idol reality recap, which I don't watch these days. But
someone sent you a clip.
No, the Instagram.
Somebody
shared a clip, and I thought, I'll click that.
Yeah, for old time's sake.
To see someone sing well? Sure.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
It was moving.
Are you okay?
It was amazing. It was beautiful.
And then they all go,
that might be the next winner.
The Wex winner?
The Wex winner.
The next winner.
That might be the Wex winner.
That might be the next
winner. They all said, that might be the Wex winner. The song she sang was a Billie Eilish song called The One from Barbie.
The one from
what was
Barbie.
She played piano.
Did she sing like Dish?
No, she just sang well.
What was I made for?
Yeah. I do the worst clip on Instagram, like the worst audio clip that people use a lot. Like, I think I think I like this little life or something.
Yeah, I've only seen people making fun of it.
I've seen real ones. It's like people holding their toddler and like doing something. It's like,
and that's from an actual song.
I don't know. Let me out of these handcuffs.
It's someone called Cordelia.
Let's hear it.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Cordy.
Oh wait, here we go. I'm not hearing what you're talking about.
You can't hear the words?
I can't. Is there a ghost in this song?
They're just repeating them over and over again.
What?
I can't hear this.
I thought
it was... Oh, no, that was good.
I wasn't looking, and I honestly thought
that
was
Wait, let it play.
Vocal.
We have to... What do you have me
describe?
With light.
Light.
Which was
we'll get to the part where she says that.
No,
if you can see the lyrics, then just.
And why does everyone sing like this now?
Wish like
I know that's what we're saying. It's like
wish why we will why we do it. Wow, why are you pointing at me?
No reason.
Fucking pointing at me.
It is like that now. Everyone's like, I wanted to be
I turned around. You broke my heart.
I guess everyone in the 40s is saying like,
we've moved past the idea that everyone should sing the same tone.
Exactly.
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 Well, I'm sure I've talked about this, but I always wonder how people find their singing voice in that way. It's like where you're like, oh, that person's a successful singer, but they sound nothing like that. They talk nothing like that. They're like doing almost like an accent.
Yeah.
When did that get put on?
Like Omar Pyle.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Like Gomer Pyle.
And the dad's like, I
Jim Nabors.
Jim Nabors, the most classic example of voice don't match singing
voice. He talked like this, Sarge, what are you going to do? And then he would sing like this, let the music play, don't get away.
Sounds really good.
What's that song?
Let the music play. Shannon.
Is that who sang that song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let it play.
Okay.
Okay, we would like to. I want to hear the part of the song because I just want I want you to fucking hear the part.
I already closed it. I don't give two shits.
Oh my God. I think I like this little life.
That's my phrase if I ever have to do an Irish accent again.
There you go.
Oh, I think I like this
little life. The Eyes of Vorch.
God. Stop it.
Shrek. I Shrek.
Donkey.
She's never going to say
it. Can I say this? I think Shrek sucks.
Okay.
I think he sucks.
You don't like as a person?
I mean, as an ogre. No, he's great at being an ogre, but I do think he's not funny.
He wasn't even like always an ogre. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of one of those things like you should, Shrek should try things.
I don't give a shit.
He's a nice person.
You know what? Shrek actually holds up.
He's a try-hard and I hate him.
Shrek actually holds up. And just because you're dressed like him today.
So I'm wearing a sweater?
You have a plaid hat on.
Wait, does he wear a plaid hat?
No, but he's
Scottish. He should. You just have a Shrek air about you.
Oh, no. This is bad news for me. I'm disturbed.
You know that they did the whole thing with Chris Farley?
Yes, I did. Oh, the whole... I didn't know it was the whole thing. And then they were like, nah, let's throw it away.
No, he passed.
Yes.
I don't think they did the whole thing.
They did like three quarters of it.
That much?
You're just guessing.
Why didn't they just go ahead?
She said it so confidently.
Because they weren't done. And they had to start over. And if they want to do four of them... They're going to need somebody else.
Why didn't they get somebody who could do a Chris Farley voice?
I don't know. I would like to hear the difference.
Down by the river. That's how he did Shrek.
Oh, God.
Donkey.
What are you looking up? You're looking at how much.
He did about 85% eat my shit.
Well, you said three quarters.
I said 75. And you said, you're making that up. There's no way. How come they wouldn't just.
You didn't get it right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, I was close.
Does anyone remember where I said he probably did 85%?
No. You did. Don't lie to us, Paul. You're under oath.
He did about 85%.
About 85%.
About.
So 84%. Yeah. Probably.
We don't know. We can't get the exact facts and figures.
We won't know. Isn't that weird? We won't know until we go to heaven.
I know.
And then that's the first thing they tell you.
And we'll just see all the sessions.
Chris Farley did 86% of Shrek.
I think there was an SNL sketch that was all about that, which I found very fascinating. About it was like someone dying and then St. Peter like taking them through.
Oh, it was Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what's the eighth most disgusting thing? That was a very atypical sketch because it was very quiet.
Yeah.
But it was really funny.
It was like, how many bugs have I swallowed in my life or something like that? Yeah.
He's like, what's the grossest thing I ever ate? He's like, I can't tell you that. You'll lose your mind.
Right.
He's like,
okay,
what's like the 1,001 grossest thing?
Right.
Yeah. It was a funny
thing. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was really
restrained performance by Carvey, the like of which we have rarely seen.
They're great.
Lauren, if you could star as either Hans or Franz, which one would you star?
Oh my God, I hate this question so
hard. Oh, wow. So basically, I think of them as being the same.
No, oh, come what? On. What?
What are you talking about?
Hans
what
and Franz are the same?
One is Hans and one is Franz.
I would be Hans.
The taller one.
Yeah. That seems right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just based on... odds, I'm sure whoever I'd be paired with would probably be shorter than me.
You're either a Hans or a Franz.
Which one are you?
I'm more of a Franz, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm definitely a Hans.
Yeah.
I'm giving Hans right now.
It's Hans season.
It's giving Hans.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break, speaking of giving Hans.
Wow.
But when we come back, we'll have an exciting new story to tell you.
Why would you say
Let's
that?
Let's come up with
one. Oh, no. We got to go live some life. Okay, we'll be back in a week. Bye. And we're back.
Zaddy do dodo.
Zaddy do dodo.
Zaddy do dodo.
You know how last week or the week before we were talking about our friend Ego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this reminded me.
We got a lot of letters.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Just loving it.
Just saying, like, thanks for mentioning her.
Yeah.
Please talk about her more.
That was fun.
But no, I sent her this the other day, and it reminded me of this thing we read about you that was actually right on the money.
Oh, my God. I know. That guy predicted my pregnancy.
Yeah. But
remember we read like a weird article that was like an translated AI, to like.
No, I think it was like an AI article. Maybe
I don't know what it was.
Well, maybe it was before AI.
Lauren has
people,
baby.
People ask this about Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah, what is her pregnancy? OK, so here's one.
And they said I was going to have a baby in 2023. And I was like, no, which I didn't do. But I mean, I did get pregnant.
Yeah. Here's one. Is Ego Wodum pregnant? A comprehensive exploration of clues and fans' eager anticipation of the SNL star's personal joyous news.
That is so psychotic.
Is Ego Wodum pregnant? Ego Wodum, born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, so nice of you.
Is a notable.
When you walk through the garden.
Is a notable figure in the entertainment world. With her Nigerian background, she brings a rich cultural mix to her work.
So true.
Wodum completed her studies at the University of Southern California, earning a degree in biology and showcasing her diverse skills. Then a lot of like blah, blah, blah about her career. All right. And then after the career. No, Ego Wodum is not having a baby.
Why did you write the article?
She hasn't said anything about being pregnant, so it's not clear if she's going to have a baby or not.
Write about any. You could literally say about anything at all.
Here's why. The talk about Ego Wodum being pregnant started when she shared photos on her Instagram. People started talking.
Where she wasn't pregnant.
People started talking and guessing about it because of these pictures of Bowen Yang's husband.
What?
They're saying that she's with Bowen Yang.
Oh, my God.
Since Wodum hasn't officially said anything about being pregnant, those rumors are just guesses based on how people interpret the photos.
Cool.
And then they show this picture of her and Bowen.
I do think like 90% of the internet should be deleted.
So if I'm reading this correctly.
Yeah.
So because of pictures of Bowen Yang's husband, people are asking if Ego is pregnant.
No, it's
think
translated
he's
so
her
poorly.
Husband.
They show this picture of her and Bowen together and
that
it says,
they're in love.
Ego Wodum is sharing her love story with her future husband, Bowen Yang.
Oh, her future husband.
They're not just dating, they are engaged. The couple even posted pictures on their social media showing off their engagement rings.
No, they did. Wait, did they?
They have been a couple for a long time, supporting each other every step of the way. It seems like they might be planning to get married soon, and their friends and fans are excited to hear more about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm excited to hear more.
I'm thrilled.
There's way more.
I don't need it. In case you're wondering.
I need a little more.
Okay, fine. Do two more.
Two more? Two more what? Sentences
two more
or words?
Pages.
Words.
Words. Ego and Bowen are an interracial couple, as mentioned in her hashtag. In one picture, they are sitting on a couch holding hands. Bowen has a paper bracelet with the date 2/3/21 written on it in blue letters. The photo was a
what
fun moment
mean?
After Bowen.
2/3/21 written on it in blue letters.
What could it mean?
Can you put that together? That doesn't make
2/3/21 written in blue letters. Well, it's the numbers are spelled out. TWO.
Oh, here's how it all started. The photo was a fun moment after Bowen jokingly proposed to her on SNL by going down on one knee. Bowen also shared a picture saying, "Announcements, I'm straight now. This is my girlfriend," alongside a photo of them holding hands.
And the person writing this was like, "That's all true." Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway.
That is great. Congrats to
I
them.
Love journalism.
But the one that we read about you was actually true.
Everything they said was true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Some hits. So
you are married to husband
Mike
Castle.
Yeah.
So I think that this must be true. I sent it to Ego and she just sent a gif of her nervously pulling her collar going.
So it might be true.
Yeah. She self-gift?
Yeah.
It's a power move. I like to do that.
Yeah.
It was her pulling her collar?
I think she was pulling someone else's collar, actually.
She That's was pulling
interesting.
Someone else.
Someone was nervous near her and they couldn't pull their collar. Yep. So
she's
kindly,
always helpful.
She kindly did it for them.
Yeah, exactly. Would you mind pulling this
the
thing?
The death kindly stopped for me.
You writing a poem?
I was remembering a poem.
Have you ever written a poem?
Oh my God. Yeah. I wrote poems and song lyrics when I was in high school.
Really?
Yes. And
you
I
had to.
I had to.
No one had
compelled.
To.
And I cannot imagine. I still have the notebook. I would be
the notebook too. I would lyrics.
I think I would cringe to death if I were to read.
Can you bring them next week or the week after?
I can't promise anything. I can't promise anything.
No, my poem was one of my poems was published in a collection of student poetry across America.
Okay.
So when you read student poetry, do you give it like more of a pass? Like
you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about.
I don't remember which
my
poem
favorite
was,
student
though.
Poem. No more pencils. No more books.
No more.
I wrote a poem about the glass menagerie, or like inspired by the glass menagerie.
Wow. So like an answer poem,
like fanfic.
I don't know. I don't know if it was an English assignment or if I just showed it to my English teacher, but she loved it and she used it as an example for years to come. She loved.
Wow.
It.
When did she stop? When was she like, boy, the shelf life on this?
You
is
know,
not...
I only know about it happening for like 1 to 2 years. So yeah. I really don't know.
Who's 1 to 2 years?
1 to 2 years. She's this woman who will do anything you want.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
And then
she's
cuts
done.
You off.
It's a contract and it's a DocuSign and it's like a whole thing.
I love DocuSign.
God, DocuSign is one of the best things ever.
It's really great. You can do it from your phone now.
It feels like it's gotten better.
What are some of the best inventions?
DocuSign.
Oh my God, Adobe Acrobat.
Yes.
Final Draft, where they make you buy a new one anytime someone else has.
They're so
Excel.
Hyped on this new Final Draft.
Why do they make you buy it every time?
Yeah.
You can't update the app, like it's like, or the software. It's just, it's actually criminal.
Yeah, it's criminal.
So if I'm working with a friend who is
it should still work for you, the one that you bought.
You can't collab. Unless you have the exact same.
You mean all the new features on the new version?
You literally can't sync up. You cannot have the person collab on there with you.
You used to be able to before.
I think you always have had to have the same exact model. And then you have to buy another one. And it's like hundreds of dollars.
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's like Microsoft Word.
How much do you make on your screenplays? Like a million?
Tree million.
It's a great investment.
Well,
I got into it with the whoever's in charge of the dictionary app. This was the
you got into it with them?
Yeah,
the dictionary app's gotten worse.
There can you look up the word for fucking cunt? And that's used, you.
Oh
bitch.
My.
Hey.
Are you talking to Paul?
Oh my God, Lauren. Lauren
is in a mood today.
That was Lauren.
I always think about this kid who listens to us now, and I'm like, I gotta bleep that.
What kid? This is another thing we talked about in front of me. What but kid?
There's kids who listen to the show.
Exactly. Hey, kids, turn this shit off. It's not for you. If you're a kid listening to this, let me tell you about something called Toffee Fae, okay? This was a candy that was too good for kids.
Oh. I don't know what this is.
Oh,
that's basically a three-dimensional Toffee
Fae. It's a little round hazelnut cup.
I think I'm allergic to hazelnut.
With a little chocolate disc on the top.
How little?
What?
How disc?
New phone. Who disc?
lately I've been getting itchy mouth when I eat hazelnut.
And ew.
So I'm like, I think I'm out.
Gross.
I can't do it anymore.
So what do you do
in that situation? In that situation, do you like scratch your mouth?
I have my dog scratch my mouth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So wait.
That makes sense. Because they're great at it.
What were you going to say?
To first finish about this candy. Toffee and then I want to hear
their
about.
Their ad campaign was Toffee Fae, it's too good for kids.
Toffee Fae is too good for
And you know
kids.
What? It was because it was a more adult kind of candy.
Yeah. I remember certain candies that parents used to like that I would just be like, it's too specific.
Oh, yeah.
Was it always just like coffee flavored?
Well, this was not coffee flavored. Toffee Fae was not coffee flavored.
Okay.
It's toffee flavored.
But as a kid, did you like toffee?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be like Pig Latin?
Was it sweet? I liked it.
Toffee Fae.
What would that be?
Fae toffee. For toffee.
So as a kid, though, did it make you want to eat it?
Of course it did.
And
the
no
forbidden
one,
fruit?
No one ever let you?
Nope. Shopkeepers would say,
Really?
Let me see your ID, son.
You know what I always thought was the grossest?
What?
Sparkling water.
I still don't like sparkling water.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like,
thirst.
Oh, no. I don't believe.
I need my thirst to be slaked.
I have Googled it, and it does quench your thirst.
I don't feel like it. I don't
Hydration
it.
Is different than quenching your thirst.
No, but it is hydrating.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
But it's doing
it may hydrate you, but it's not quenching your thirst.
Yeah, not like...
It's like, I'm gargling with salt.
What quenches your thirst? What's the thirst quenching? No, but the brand of soda.
The thirst quencher?
You know, they'd be like...
Yeah, that is something.
Quest your thirst.
Quest your thirst.
The thirst quencher is...
Wasn't it an iced tea?
Was it Fanta?
Gatorade.
Oh.
Gatorade, the classic thirst quencher.
And you know what? That would quench it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Gatorade, quenches and hydrates.
Gatorade, they know what they're doing. And this is not an ad.
We got to talk. We're so late on this. But the Risa Tisa TikTok 52 part TikTok.
Yes. I don't know what this is.
I watched the whole thing. So it's about this woman. It's a woman talking to the camera on TikTok.
52, and you watch
she made
one part
52
a week?
Parts. No, I literally watched them all within 2 days. And I did start doing double speed Jamie because I was too, like, yeah. I can't.
She did not do
it. It was 8 hours. It was more than 8 hours.
Yeah. This is it.
It's a TikTok series this woman made about her path, her husband, ex-husband, who was a pathological liar.
It's called Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Oh.
And so she's like, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Part 7. So, okay. So da-da-da-da-da. And she's like telling you this whole story.
Oh.
And...
in chronological order.
In really excruciating detail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there's like, and then we woke up and then we went to the store. It's like, you know, you're literally like.
But the details are.
Oh, no, they're good.
Yeah.
And then by the end, there's just one part that I just thought of from what you said, where shit starts. He's a pathological liar.
I said Gatorade?
Yeah. He lies about everything.
He said Gatorade doesn't quench your thirst.
He said, doesn't thirst or quench. And he has this like sort of, I don't know what happens to him, but he like hurts his knee and he can't get out of bed and he's like losing weight rapidly. It's a very odd sort of like downfall.
God, I wish I had this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Good. Don't get out of bed.
Give me that hammer.
Ow! Break your knee. And then she goes, she finally goes into the room.
And lose weight.
I won't give away anything about it that's happening around that in case people do care. It's also been months probably since this has happened, but she finds that he's been like pissing in Gatorade Powerade bottles. Like he's like only drinking Powerade. He's not eating food and he's peeing in it.
I was not in the room.
And she's like, what's going on? And then he has since released his
own
sort of
how to be in bottle.
And everyone's like, why are you putting your face on camera? No one knows who you are.
Because she doesn't use his name.
No,
she gives him
a
pseudonym.
Name.
Right. Yeah.
It's
but
so,
I bet like the 100 people who knew that he was married to her are like, you pee in bottles.
Yeah,
and so he has to come
made
out.
Up a whole thing that she cheated on him, but he's such
that's
a liar.
That's the one takeaway.
And then his ex-wife
I had to pee
also
in these
spoke,
she cheated on me.
On
no, he was the cheater.
But I thought you said
he said he caught her cheating.
Paul,
that's why
apologize?
Their relationship ended. And she's like,
I'll accept
you're
your
a liar.
No, this wasn't said in front of me.
The lies are out of this world, though. Have you known pathological liars?
I've supposedly, but...
Yeah.
I think that I have, yeah.
I have, but I don't,
oh,
I don't
no,
know if
I knew
they
guy,
were lying.
I knew a guy that just... He refused to admit... He had all these stories that if you asked any follow-up question, he didn't have an answer for it. Right. And it was like... Well, just admit this is not true.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Hey, it's just you and me here.
What is the peeing in bottles thing? Like, you know how Tina Fey talks about like comedy writers all pee in bottles? I think that's specific to her friends.
I really have never heard of people doing
that. I heard that about a beloved SNL cast member used to piss in jars and leave it in the office and then the assistant would have to take that
out. It's just an SNL thing because they're all
psychotic people.
They're all psychotic and they're meant to, they also are like, compelled to stay there all night for some reason.
Yeah. No, it's like a cult mentality.
Yeah.
Led by a weirdo.
I'm trying to think if I've ever pissed in anything other than a toilet.
What about a mouth?
Jesus Lord. God, I guess a shower.
Lord is cracking up.
I guess a shower.
You never pissed outside?
Oh, I pissed outside.
Yeah, aren't you a guy?
So outside, a toilet,
it's one of the
a
benefits.
Shower.
It is.
It's one of the perks.
I've pissed outside and never, oh my God, I was always, anytime I've had to pee outside, like for various reasons.
I must have pissed in one bottle on a road trip.
I'm sure you did.
You must have.
I must have. And then a diaper when I was really young, like, like one day old to maybe about
like
3 or
like you just did it
so.
The other day just to see what it was.
I guess
like.
In the womb. I don't know what I was doing in there.
I guess my piss is all over the place.
Honestly, that time for me is like very hazy.
Yeah. I don't remember much of it.
Yeah.
So what do you have an earliest memory? And then I want to get back to dictionary.com.
I remember coming out of the womb. And being like, it's bright, it's
get
bright in here. Let me back in. And then there were 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, you wanted to go back in?
Yeah, Lauren.
Tell us about dictionary.com. You got into it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So what'd you do about that?
So this was, I'm trying to remember what
you
dictionary
called Webster.
This was. It was not the Oxford. It was the dictionary Miriam. App. And I really loved it.
No, dictionary.com/thesaurus.com has gotten terrible now. And if they're a sponsor, I apologize.
Has gotten terrible? What do you
mean? No, it's like the thesaurus.com used to list most every.
Of the, there's like half of the words. It's just the shrug emoji.
They're just like, we're not sure. You figure it out. Try to use it in context.
No, now they only list a few and they're like, do you want to read more? Yeah.
This was the American Heritage Dictionary, something like that. It was a great dictionary.
The Heritage Foundation.
And then they
updated
it, and then they tried to charge you again for it.
Charge again? Oh, it was an app that you bought?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, buy it again.
Yeah, it's like, well, if the physical dictionary was updated, you'd have to buy it again. I'm like, yeah, but this isn't
that.
But
I wouldn't have to.
You're making people...
I would keep my old one.
They were charging full price for it.
Right.
No.
How much? Because they added like Riz or whatever.
Is it is it like Microsoft Word? Now you have to have a subscription?
Holy fuck, man. Microsoft Word, I'm going to say this on mic.
Oh, man.
Remember who I am when I go to use your app.
Listen, Microsoft Word.
Stop forgetting me and ask me if I want to sign up for a plan.
$160.
For how long? For a year?
I don't know.
That's too much for Microsoft Word.
Or you can get it for a free trial for a month, and you can get it for a one-time fee of $80. I don't know. There's different facts and figures out here. But I just think it should be free with your phone or computer.
I think so, I mean, too.
The same way it used to be. Wasn't it free?
Well,
maybe you had to buy it like a pack.
Pages is
like Microsoft Office. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Where
pages.
You get all those like
yes,
five
pages.
I'll
isn't,
say it eight times.
But Pages isn't Word. It doesn't have all the features.
Well, you love the features so much, pay for them.
I don't want it at all. I use Google Word.
Do you wish that you had Microsoft, but all the things were in a different place?
Yeah.
Get Pages.
Pages is just like nothing. Pages is
what?
Like,
Pages is like nothing.
Pages is fine. And it converts to Word.
It does.
Pages is dirt on the bottom.
So wait, how
of
did
shoe.
You? So you got into it, and what happened?
And the guy was like, "All right."
Who's so the guy?
I had to talk to a guy.
You had to talk to an actual person.
Yes. Yeah.
Was he like a little so guy sorry. In glasses who was like the face of the dictionary?
Fucking yeah. Poindexter looking motherfucker.
Exactly. I stood over and was like,
"Give this to me, nerd.
I think you're giving it to me for free." And he was like, "All right." But yeah, the guy admitted.
He admitted?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The guy admitted that, I guess that you have a point that.
It's stupid.
You know, we didn't print a copy of the dictionary. Then now you have to buy a new version.
Right.
And then eventually it stopped working. They were like, no, we're cracking down on these people.
Really?
Yeah.
So many things.
I think that you should. When you're born, you should pay a bunch of money and then you get everything for free the rest of your life.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
How much?
Like, considering that all the stuff you'll have to pay for, you know, well, with inflation or Bidenflation rather, like $3 million.
So everybody just does a one-time fee.
One-time $3 million fee.
And then you get food. Shelter, but it's a good house or what? Like,
yeah, you get everything. Yeah, and everyone's house is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets the same amount of toilet paper.
This sucks.
Maybe I'm a communist.
I'm not good at it. Everyone gets the same amount of toilet paper for your life?
Yep. That can't be good.
Yeah.
Why did you just say this sucks in the middle of...
He didn't like what you were talking about.
I thought you were looking at something. You were saying, this sucks.
No, I was trying to find the dictionary app, and it's not there anymore.
So they just erased it?
They took it from you.
I think they went out of business. No, I'm looking in the store. They went out of business, I guess.
Which dictionary went out of business? The American Heritage?
I thought it was American Heritage.
I'm sorry. I don't understand why that costs any money.
Dictionary
app? I can Google any word I want.
Well, that's true.
Can you?
That's true. I like having the app.
Try to Google one right now.
Okay. Butt licker. Can't find that in the dictionary. Okay. Who is Bill Butt Licker?
And who is he?
He's a character voiced by Jim Halpert during the episode of Customer Survey on The Office. I guess I could have written that episode.
This is our crossover episode, by the way, with Office Ladies. Yeah.
Wait, on a network sitcom, they had a character named Bill Buttlicker?
Yeah.
It's like a character Jim Halpert
was
doing.
No, he was calling on the phone going like...
Oh, yeah.
That's. I think it's funny.
The well, of course. Television is filthy. All right, we have to take a break.
And we're back.
We're back.
It's Threacher time.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control.
I love my caffeine pills.
I love my caffeine pills.
Is that Kathy Lee's theme
song? Yeah. That's her theme song.
For Little Peas?
Yeah. They play it. They play it when she comes
out
of stage.
She eats four coffee beans.
I love my caffeine pills.
I took my energy pills.
She drinks them with water.
She doesn't know what pills are.
Guys, it's Threacher time.
Yes. This Threacher time is when we play a parlor game. And if you would like to send us a Threacher, write to us at threedomusa@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we thank you for your submission.
And for your service, assuming you've been in the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
This is 5-second rule. I don't know if we played this version of it, but this was submitted by Tamer. Maybe
so
a lion
mysterious.
Tamer? I don't know.
Anything Tamer.
Tamer.
And the object of this is to name three things in 5 seconds. So I assume we go clockwise.
Uh-oh.
And... person says name three famous Jennifers, and then the next person has 5 seconds to answer three famous Jennifers. If they succeed, they get a point. If they fail, the next player gets a chance to answer but can't use any of the ones that the first person answered.
Wrinkle in time.
Keep
Madeline Langle.
Yes, and you keep alternating until someone wins a point.
I loved those books when I was a kid.
Which ones?
Wrinkle in Time.
I don't think
Time.
I ever
Wind
read
in the
that
door.
One or those.
I read one. Good. I remember it being trippy. Then I saw the movie.
It was pretty trippy.
Oprah's like, in The Wrinkle in Time.
This is boring.
I guess I should see it.
Zach Galifianakis, your coworker, is too.
He's that movie looked a little too theme parky.
That seems
for me.
Random that he's in it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he gave me a free Blu-ray of it as a punishment.
For putting him in the movie.
Yes.
You put him in it?
No. Okay, so 5-second rule.
I play Zach Galifianakis all the way out.
Let's not try to get too hard with each other. Let's ease into this. What do you say?
I agree.
What happened last time? You're like traumatized.
No, last time we were really challenging to each other and it devolved into a lot of tears.
Into a Lord of the Flies type of situation.
Yeah, you guys both were crying.
We murdered someone.
Calling me piggy.
Okay.
That happens in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone gets called piggy, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Don't even worry.
That's
about
like
it.
A big part of it,
that's
right?
Like kind of the whole thing.
He's the voice of reason and they murder him.
No.
Yeah. And he has glasses.
He has glasses.
And they break his glasses?
He's fat and he has glasses. Yes.
And then they murder him?
Yes.
Oh. That's a bad sequence of events.
Agreed.
Let's
Did they
play.
Cut off his head?
What, did we talk about this on this show that
I don't know.
Gene Siskel had a problem with one of his problems with the movie, The Lord of the Flies, was that the book, The Lord of the Flies, didn't exist in the movie.
What?
What?
So everything is like that.
So that it's like, I think the
Did
idea
the book
was that
exist in the book?
Maybe it was a, yeah, like the kids were constantly like, this is like Lord of the Flies. Because maybe it was a version.
It was a modern version.
It might have been
something.
A modern version. And he, for some reason, was like, how can you not acknowledge the book Lord of the Flies?
I mean,
okay, so like, what does he not get about it?
It's a lot like if you're watching a Batman movie.
And you're like, why don't they just say there's movies about Batman?
Yeah, or why it's a world where like in 1989, no one was excited about going to see Batman.
That's what I think they should do in Godzilla movies. And I've said this online. Mm. I think the Godzilla
You've
movies now, they should say... They should reference Godzilla movies.
Right, yeah.
Have
well, that's,
you
it's vampire movies that never mention Dracula. Like, where they're all like, what is this? He's biting
how
people's
about the
necks?
Most famous that's, one.
Well, yeah, when they're... I don't have a problem with that. It used to bother me, and then I understood why they did it. Like, with zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where they wouldn't say the word zombie.
Oh, I know. They say walker or whatever.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, because they're trying to... They're creating their own universe where this is the first instance of this happening.
Yeah, but... We live in a society.
We live in a society as
have you seen
somebody once said,
and maybe we've talked about it. The videos of Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert like fighting.
It's so good.
So funny.
They're so good.
Highly recommend Googling that.
Okay.
I read the book about them recently.
You read it to them?
I read it to them. I went to their gravesites separately.
Well, and
they are buried side by side.
You just read it out loud. They might hear
with
it.
With their thumbs pointing up out of the dirt.
Their wives are pissed.
Okay, so are you guys ready? I'll start.
I'm ready.
I'll give Paul the...
I'm just very quickly, and I'll look at this later, but I'm looking up, did Gene Siskel actually say that about Lord of the Flies?
Great.
Because what if I'm wrong?
What if you were?
What if we one time said something that wasn't true?
So now this is hard because you have to name three things, but you also have to think of a separate thing to give to the other person, right?
Yeah, but we can pause after you get it.
Okay, but thinking of things is the hardest.
Thinking of things is the hardest, yeah. Yes. We could, well, I don't know what. I don't know how to fix this. All right, here we go. Ready. I'm going to Paul, as Paul is to my left.
Yes, clockwise, classic.
Paul, name three comic strips.
Lil Abner, Gasoline Alley, Drabble.
Great.
What?
Lauren.
I didn't know two of those.
Name three types of hat.
Pauper, Joker.
What the fuck?
Pauper, Joker.
Top. What was the first one? Top. Popper?
Popper.
P-A-U-P-R? What is that?
And Joker is
you mean Jester?
Popper.
Popper.
Okay, it goes to me.
I'm going to cry.
It goes to me.
Okay, but can we check in real quick? What is a popper hat?
I don't know.
I think you mean a newsie?
That was the first what you said.
I guess I could have said I don't want to give you any ideas.
All right. Bowler, stovepipe, newsie cap.
Wow.
Okay. I get a point. Okay. Now I think
Joker.
Does it because I got it? Do I go to you?
I'm a jester.
Or does
Uncle Fester? I'm a COVID tester.
I think Lauren has to.
I want to do
go
one.
Go to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Get it together.
Popper.
Joker.
Name three types of headache medication.
Aleve, Advil, Tylenol.
You did.
Nice.
Okay. Paul, name three things you would find in a tool shed.
Hammer, bench, ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch dressing. Oh. To lubricate your car. Lauren, name three models of car.
Models?
5 seconds.
Volvo, Subaru, Volkswagen. Okay, those aren't models, though, are they?
Not really.
Okay. T-Bird.
Those are
me. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I see.
T-Bird. Jetta.
Okay, one more.
Is Jenna a model?
Yes.
Escort.
There you go. Maybe not 5 seconds, but we're being nice to each other.
Sure.
All right. Now you to me.
No, you to me.
No, you to me.
Name three carnival rides.
Ferris wheel, the roller coaster, and the swing thing.
Eesh, that didn't feel good.
Merry-go-round.
What is that swing thing called? Just the swings?
I mean, I know the Knott's Berry Farm one is the dragon swing, so I wanted to say that. But yeah. But I felt weird being that specific.
I love that ride, the swings.
Dude, I hate them.
When it's just swings, like in the air going around.
You like those?
I'm so nervous right now.
I know.
Yeah. I really liked it a lot.
Well, why don't you go on it?
There was a place called West Point Park. I can't remember how far it was from where I lived, but it was like
between half a mile and 300 miles,
something like that. Mm. And it was like a crappy indie amusement park, but they had,
what'd you say?
Indiana Jones themed.
Yeah, you read it. But they had, there was like a big sort of like pond, like a huge pond that was You would go over it on the swings rocks. And it was very exciting.
That seems scary.
Wow.
That's what made it exciting.
Yeah.
Danger is exciting.
I remember going in the zipper.
Very exciting, very dangerous.
When I was a kid.
Going to what?
The zipper.
The zipper.
What is the zipper exactly?
It's like you're in a cage and they like flip around. Like the cages like flip around.
Oh, I thought they were called the salt. We call them the salt and pepper shakers.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. But I famously at West Point Park went on that with my older brother and I was too small to get on the ride, but they let me on anyway. Ooh. And so I wasn't really secured in it.
Oh no.
And so it was just like throwing me back. Scary. It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember being really scared because you'd fall like face first into the cage part. Like you're seatbelted in, but like you have your hands on that. Like, every time it goes forward, it's like it could just pop open.
I remember at Magic Mountain, I went on something where it was like it spins you around in a circle. And the centrifugal force is such that they then lower the floor and you're just stuck.
Yeah.
And the thing was, they would always tell you like, if you puke on this, by the way, it'll just come back right in your face.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like you always see those things of puke just like flying to the side and then flying back or something in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was on one of those as an adult and I tried to take a picture as it was starting.
It would last longer.
And I got yelled at by the ride operator.
Really? Why? Yeah. Because your picture, your camera could break.
You're supposed to
just be standing perfectly
still.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to have like items out because it could hurt somebody.
Because it could fly,
right. But it like got over a loudspeaker and I was ashamed.
Mortified.
I remember being on that pirate ride, the ship where it just like flies.
I love
up.
That.
And then it caught on fire. So we were like.
Caught on fire?
Yeah. Like there was like a fire and then we were like stuck like halfway
pirates
up.
Fired upon it?
Probably. Yeah. A cannon or something. And we were stuck like halfway floating and we all had to like come off of it like carefully, but it was like so crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready to name things.
All right. Paul, name three synonyms for sad.
Blue, down in the dumps, in my feels. Great. Lauren.
Yes.
Name three non-comedy podcasts.
The Dollop. This American Life. This American Life.
Yeah.
The Daily. I don't think there are any.
Okay.
The New York Times.
Close to me.
Do they have one?
The New York Times.
Yeah. You got it.
Springsteen and Obama's.
That's not naming
See,
anything.
It's not as easy as you think, as you were scolding me.
I didn't scold you.
No one
scolded you. With your eyes, you did.
We did eye scold you both of us, yes.
I was just trying to like. God, what's a podcast?
I know.
Serial, you're wrong about.
Okay, well, you made up the category, so obviously you're going to know.
I made up the category.
I don't know. Neither of us gets a point.
No.
Okay. All right. You can
I can
me.
Do
call
something.
Me out.
Yeah.
Name three. Name three.
Oh, numbers that are not three.
Three.
Name three places you find a fire that would make sense.
That you would find a fire? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
The stove. A beach, a building that's on fire.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Point.
I feel like it. it fits. You must have quit.
Paul, name three celebrity trials.
Oh, O.J. Simpson, Fatty Arbuckle, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
What happened with Fatty Arbuckle?
Oh,
look it up. You didn't hear? I know you're a fan. Lauren, name three nicknames for Edward.
Ed, Ted, Tedward.
I mean, it's technically, if you call him that.
Sure. would have accepted Eddie.
Okay. Good to know for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Name three desktop apps on your computer.
On my computer?
Oh, he can't do this.
Pages.
Ugh, obsessed
Safari.
With
iTunes.
Wow.
Fucking did it.
He's obsessed with Pages, though.
He's obsessed with Pages.
We gave him Pages because we were already talking about that.
That's why you wanted Paige Davis on the show.
Yeah.
I love her.
And Stephen Page.
Yes.
From Bare Naked Ladies. And Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
God, the three of them collaborating?
The three Pages?
With Hitler.
They could. You know, why with Hitler?
Because collaborators.
How did he get in there? Oh, what? I see. Yeah. I see.
All right. Name three people that were born before 1900.
Charles Dickens, Jesus the Christ, Abraham Lincoln.
You got him. All three of them.
Thank you.
You named the three.
Lauren, name three people born after 1900.
Michael Jackson. OJ Simpson.
Must have quit.
Kato Kaelin. Okay. I just had one that went away. Oh, yeah. Name three branches of Real Housewives.
New York, Orange County, Beverly Hills.
Hey.
Nice.
Name three more.
Potomac, Atlanta, and New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Name one more.
D.C.
That was brief.
Salt Lake City.
We have that.
This is too many.
Name one more.
No, I mean, now we're just saying
Scott,
city.
Do it.
Chicago?
No, Miami. That's the last one.
Miami, last one. Scott. It's the last one.
So just name the last one. Say it.
Miami.
You did it.
Okay.
Will you like to go with me to Miami?
That was Eugene.
Name three famous Eugenes.
Oh, Eugene V. Debs. I'm going to say Eugene Cordero.
I think it counts.
And I'm going to say Eugene Oregon.
Yeah, that's famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We have two more. Paul, you get to do one, and Lauren, you do one.
I'm ready.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Name three types of cough drop.
Ludens.
Three brands.
Ludens, Halls, and Ricola.
There you go. All right, last one to me.
Name three tissue brands.
Kleenex. All right, Paul, chance to steal. We are tied.
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of embarrassing you didn't get that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shame on me.
Puffs.
Yeah.
It's toilet tissue, but Charmin. You just said tissue.
Okay. I think we all knew what I meant, but you can have it.
You can have it. And hey, Paul, you're the winner.
I won.
7 points.
I won the game with 7 points.
Yay.
I feel great. I'm on top of the world.
What did I get?
Four.
Thanks.
If you would like to send us a three-cher, 3tomusa@gmail.com. And if you would like to call us, leave a voicemail, give us a little prompt for a conversation. You call us at the website, the famous calling website, HagClaims8. And if you want to hear.
.com,
sorry. Sorry, .uk. We have not yet figured it out. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of this show, sign up at cbbworld.com. And thank you to Lemonada for hosting us.
And also Apple Podcasts Premium is where you get those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not aware that that's a thing.
I didn't,
we keep talking about it.
This is just what I've been told. It's like, or it's Lemonada's Apple. I don't know what it is.
Lemonada's Apple.
They've never given us
Je ne sais quoi.
What it is, but you can hear those somewhere. Not ad free episodes. The freemium is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Then it's not what I was talking about. So,
Paul, I apologize, and I'm mad enough to admit it.
You
when
apologize?
I was
apologize.
I apologize.
Oh, I like it.
But the Threemium stuff is at CBB World and whatever the Lemonada Apple podcast.
Yeah, Threemium is where we discuss your voicemails.
Yes, and we release the old episodes every Tuesday. That we call that three visiting on the twos,
which is fun.
It's so fun. And I want to thank my beloved co-hosts.
What? What's happening?
Doing another episode. This is my final one.
Oh my God. Scott steps down from freedom.
Okay, can we still use your house?
Yeah, you could just move in.
Okay.
Oh, that seems like more work than I want.
And did you hire someone to replace yourself?
Yeah, it's cover your own shift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've hired you to replace me.
Okay.
And then you have to replace yourself.
God damn it.
Should I do your part?
Yeah. Why don't you replace me? And now you have to find someone to cover your shift.
Okay.
Maybe I could replace you?
Is one of your dogs available?
Woof woof.
Okay, that works.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.